Man, I'm going to try to get through this message today. It's actually a new series called Alternate Endings. And it's just a two-week series, and I'm going to speak both weeks. And this series, this short series, is all about choices. And I can certainly testify to many of the choices we made in our lives ended badly. But there was also some choices we made that ended so well. Or they're still ending for us. This is one of them, to follow the voice of the Lord and to be here pastoring this church. Just yesterday I said to Kim, we actually brought my brother, my brother Matt is actually on staff here with us, and one of our associate pastors, but I have another brother, Tim, who lives down in Grosse Pointe, and they were up for the first time. I saw them for the first time in about a year up here, and we brought them here to the church to show them around, and we were just walking through and talking about our church and talking about you. And on the way home, I'm just such a crybaby today, but I just said, man, I just love what God's called us to. I just love, we were talking to each other, we just love you. We love our people. We love our family. We love you. You're just special to us. I can say this, we wouldn't want to do this without you. We need you. So thank you for being a part of this congregation, and thank you for letting us and allowing us to go where Jesus is leading us. And I just love the freedom we have here, don't you? I think it would be okay if we just kept singing that song to Jesus. We could do that for like all day. Somebody bring us some lunch and we'll just keep singing and chewing on a sandwich, and you know what I'm saying? I'd be okay with that, wouldn't you? But I really feel like I need to give you this word today. So it's a short series, like I said, just two parts. So today I'm going to talk to you about choices. Let me ask you this question. Have you ever watched a movie or read a book and you didn't like the way it ended? Anybody ever watched a movie or read a book you didn't like the way it ended? I mean, sure you have. We all have, right? And if you're like me, you probably said, it should have ended this way, right? Or it should have happened like this, because we all like a happy ending, don't we? Have you ever watched a movie and it wasn't a happy ending? And you're like, I hate that movie. It could have been a great movie all the way up to the end, and then it didn't end happy, and you're like, I hate that movie. Or have you ever watched a movie or read a book where the ending left you hanging? You know what I'm talking about? And he always said, I hate that movie. I hate that book. Because it didn't resolve the outcome. It didn't tell you what happened and how it all turned out. And so you're left to debate and talk about it and well, this is how it could have happened, or this is how it could have ended. And it's funny how we do that. Isn't that funny? Have you ever, anybody done that? Just me? I mean, don't leave me hanging. Am I just crazy? Or, you know, you watched a movie and it didn't resolve the ending, so you're kind of sitting there going, well, this is what could have happened, or this is what I think happened. Okay, good. So some of you do that too. And isn't it funny? Because it's just a movie. It's not real. It's just a movie. But for some reason, inside of us, we want to know the ending. We want to know, things need to be resolved for us, right? We want to know how it turned out. And so sometimes we'll just talk about it and determine what the ending could have been. But I wonder if you've ever watched a movie or read a book and the writer had written an alternate ending. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Anybody watched a movie and then you watched the alternate ending after? The ending changed usually because the character or characters made different choices. The writer caused the ending of the movie or the book to change completely because a different choice was made. I remember one of the most popular alternate endings to a movie was the movie I Am Legend. And so this is a spoiler alert. If you haven't seen the movie and you want to see it, close your ears right now. Plug your ears, okay? Because this is a spoiler alert. But at the end of the movie, in the original ending, the main character dies. But in the alternate ending, because he made a different choice, he lived. And I think that's a powerful statement that we'll see here in just a moment in the Word of God. Proverbs 2:11 says this. It says, wise choices will watch over you. Wise choices will watch over you. Look at somebody and say that. Say, wise choices watch over you. One of the most quoted verses when it comes to choices in the Word of God is Deuteronomy 30:19. And many of you know it, but I'm going to put it up on the screen and read it. It says this. It says, today I have given you the choice between life and death, between blessings and curses. Now I call on heaven and earth to witness the choice you make. Oh, that you would choose life so that you and your descendants might live. I can hear God saying in this scripture, I can hear him just looking at you, looking at me and saying, this is your life. Look at somebody and say, this is your life. I can hear God saying to you, I have given you the ability to write the story of your life. I can hear God saying, I have given you the ability to determine the ending of your story. And I can hear God saying, oh, that you would choose life. Oh, I've given you the ability to determine the ending, but oh, that you would choose blessings. You have the ability to choose, but I'm just pleading with you, choose life. I'm pleading with you to choose blessings. And I love this about the Lord. I love that he gave us a free will to choose, but we have to understand, we get to choose. He sets before us life and death. We can choose life or we can choose death. We can choose blessings or we can choose cursings. Zig Ziglar said it this way. He said, every choice you make has an end result. How many of you know that's true? Joshua 24:15, Joshua said it like this. He said, but if you refuse to serve the Lord, then choose today whom you will serve. Would you prefer the gods of your ancestor that your ancestors served beyond the Euphrates? Or will it be the gods of the Amorites in whose land you now live? But as for me and my house or my family, we will serve the Lord. That word Lord is Yahweh. So Joshua is saying to the people that he's standing in front of, you can choose who you're going to serve. I can hear Joshua saying it this way, this is your choice, but make no mistake about it, you must choose. You're going to serve somebody. How many of you know that? Bob Dylan said it like this, you're going to serve somebody. It may be the devil or it may be the Lord, but you're going to serve somebody. And this is what Joshua was saying to them. Joshua was saying, listen, you can choose who you're going to serve. It could be the gods of the Amorites or the gods that your ancestors served beyond the Euphrates. But as for me and my house, I'm serving the Lord. I'm going to serve Yahweh. I've been around a little bit, and I've seen what happens when I make a different choice. I'm going to serve the Lord. How many of you can testify to that? You made other choices. You tried serving other things, other gods, but you know how that turns out. Most of us, that's why we're sitting here today. Because we tried it the other way. We made other choices. How did that work out for you? I'm going to tell you this, you need to choose wisely because you're going to have to live with the end result of the choice that you make. Some say, well, I had no choice. This was done to me or that was done to me. This is what happened to me. I had no choice. Jesus says, you choose how you're going to respond and what was done to you. You choose how you're going to respond to what happened to you. You always have a choice. You don't have to respond the way you've been responding. You can choose to respond to what was done to you. If somebody did something to you, that was their choice. Don't let their poor choice become your poor choice. Don't let what they did to you cause you to choose the same type of thing. You can turn it all around. You can write an alternate ending based on how you choose to respond to what they did to you. I've had people hurt me and say hurtful things to me many, many times in my life. And many, many times, more than I'd like to admit, I have allowed their poor choice to become my poor choice, and I responded in kind. I could have written an alternate ending. It didn't have to end that way. There could have been a happy ending to that encounter. But instead, I chose to respond to their poor choice in kind. And their poor choice became my poor choice. But you see, to make the right choice, it must come from a reliable authority. To make the right choice, you have to rely on a reliable authority. Many of our troubles occur in our lives because we base our choices on unreliable authorities. Let me give it to you like this. We base our decisions, our choices on culture sometimes. We've all done it. We based our choice on culture. Well, everybody's doing it. Everybody's doing it, so I'm going to do it too. Everybody is doing it like this, so that's the way I'm going to do it. My dad used to say to me when I was a kid, well, son, if everybody jumps off a bridge, you're going to jump off a bridge? I said, depends what's at the bottom. And he hated that because I was a smart aleck. And then he made a choice. End result. Or you could base your choices on tradition. We've always done it this way. We've always done it like this. The choices we make are based on tradition sometimes. We've always done it like this. That's the way my dad did it, and that's the way his dad did it, and his dad before him, and so that's the way I'm going to do it. Or we base our choices on reason. Well, it seems logical. It seems like the logical choice. It looks like this is the logical thing to do. I'm going to make this decision because this is what would be expected of me in the reason of the world. The world thinks it should be done this way. The logical decision based on the world's reason is to do it like this, so I'm going to have to do it that way. And we cave to the pressure of reason. Can I just stop for a second and tell you that there are a lot of decisions sometimes and choices that God will instruct you or lead you to make that make no sense in this world? If you're looking for reason, if you're looking for that to factor in, a lot of times God will lead you to make a decision, make a choice that makes no sense. There's no rhyme or reason to it with earthly human logic. It just doesn't fit. You can't fit a God dream into a human-sized hole. Hello? If that were the case, I wouldn't be here today. If I based my decisions, my choices on reason, I wouldn't be standing here in front of you today. Do you know how many times I've had people say to me, well, I couldn't do what you do. I couldn't stand up there and do that. Yeah, in your own human thinking, in your own human reasoning, you couldn't. As you're standing up here thinking about, first thing that comes to mind, fear. I couldn't get up there and do that because I'm too afraid to stand in front of people and talk. Do you think I was excited about it when the Lord called me to do this? Or like, oh yeah, I can't wait. Stand up there in front of a bunch of people and tell them about the word of the Lord that I know nothing about. If you let human reasoning come into it, you're going to make a bad choice. And the last one is emotion. Well, you made that choice just because it felt right. You let your emotion get in the way. You let your emotions decide for you what choice to make. It felt right. And I'm just going to say this to you today. There are a lot of decisions we'll make that are emotional decisions that aren't the right choice. They're not the right choice to make, but we made the choice based on our emotions. Well, it just felt right. So I made that choice. If we want a blessed outcome, our choices must come from truth and only truth. And there's only one truth. Amen. What's his name? Jesus. Say it again. Jesus said it this way in John 14:6. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one can come to the Father except through me. He's the only truth. And if you want to make the right choice, you need to base your choice on truth. All your choices should be based on truth. Amen? We must go to the Word of God and allow Holy Spirit to lead us to the right choices. The truth says it this way. Jesus, the truth, said it like this in Matthew 5:38. You have heard the law that says the punishment must match the injury. An eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. But I say, do not resist an evil person. If someone slaps you on the right cheek, offer the other cheek as well. If you are sued in court and your shirt is taken from you, give your coat too. This is Jesus speaking. Now, I'm going to tell you, based on this scripture that Jesus just spoke here, based on this truth, I have made many choices that were opposite or opposed to this truth. Many, many times, people have done things to me, said things about me, hurt me, did things to me, literally slapped me in the face. Brad, sorry about that. And I have made choices based on what they did to me, based on culture. Or based on reason, or I made choices based on tradition, or I made choices based on emotion. I mean, but Jesus flipped it all around. He came and said, this is the way it was done. This is what the law said, an eye for an eye. But I'm telling you that this is how you should respond. This is the truth, is when someone slaps you on the right cheek, turn the left to them as well. But many times I've made decisions, Martin, I don't know about you, but based on emotion. Somebody slapped me on the right cheek. I didn't turn the left to them. I turned the right hand back to them. And I hit them right back because it was based on my emotion. Or I made choices based on reason. Well, this seems reasonable to react this way, to respond this way. It's reasonable. Anybody, any other reasonable person would respond this way to what this person has done. Have any of you ever had a bit of, I don't even know why I'm mentioning this, but maybe somebody needs to get delivered from this today. Anybody ever had a little bit of road rage? Anybody? Maybe you wouldn't call it that. Okay, so we're going to pray right now. Seriously, though. This is just a good one. Some of you maybe don't struggle with this, but this is just a good one because I struggle with it many times. And somebody does something to you on the road. You're not doing anything wrong, right? We're not doing anything wrong. We never do anything wrong. We're just driving normal, and then somebody, some knucklehead, does something crazy, cuts you off, right? I had somebody cut me off one time so bad, seriously, I had to swerve, almost went into the median. They cut me off that bad, and I was just driving. They cut me off. I really didn't do anything. Promise, this time, I really didn't do anything. They just cut me off and swerved in front of me, cut me off, and then they flipped me off. It's like, how does that work? You know what I'm saying? And so I have to say this one time. No other times, just this one time, I didn't respond according to the truth. And I zoomed up ahead of them and then cut them back off. And then flipped them back off a couple of times. You know what happened? They came and zoomed up in front of me and cut me back off again. Flipped me back off and stuck their head out the window and said a few nice things about my mother. And it was at that moment, this is post-Christian. I was a follower. I was actually a minister. And it was at that moment that Holy Spirit started talking to me. Or maybe it was that he's always been talking and I just started listening. And he started saying, Bill, is this how Jesus told you to respond? Is this what you're supposed to do? Like, when's this going to end? You know what I mean? He's saying those kind of things to me, which I hated at the time because I was just... was responding, making a choice out of emotion because it felt good at the time. Sometimes the choices you make feel good at the moment, in the moment, but I guarantee you the end result is going to be disastrous for you. It will not end well because it's not based on truth. This right here is the truth. And it is the only thing that we should base our choices on as followers of the truth. Why would we make a choice that didn't line up with the truth? If he wouldn't make the choice, why would we make that choice? There's sometimes we'll make choices, and this is really evident in our society today. And I just felt like I needed, Holy Spirit dropped this in my spirit this morning. It wasn't part of my notes, but he just said, mention this. I want my people to be free from this. Mention this. We make this choice to shack up together. We make this choice to live together in fornication. I know, I'm all in your backyard right now. But it's not really me, it's Jesus. Because he doesn't want you to live that way. He didn't intend for you to live that way. Can I just say it like he said it? It's sexual immorality. It's sin. It's sin to have those relations together before you're married, outside of marriage. It's sin. And we make that choice based on many things, culture, everybody's doing it. Tradition, well, this is the way it's been done in my family. We make that choice based on reason. Well, it just seems right. It's just the right thing to do. We don't have the money to get married right now. Do you know how many times I've counseled somebody and they said that to me? Well, we just don't have the money to get married right now. Fine, don't get married. Just quit sleeping together. Ooh, wow, I'm really getting real with this morning. But somebody needs to hear this. Just quit living in sin. Listen, I got my own life to make choices with, so I'm not trying to get in your business. I just know Holy Spirit wants, Jesus wants all of you. He wants all of you. He wants you surrendered to him completely. He doesn't want any little thing in your life that will destroy your life. You understand that if sin is in your life, it's because the enemy brought that into your life for the purpose of destroying you. It's not innocent. It's not harmless. It will destroy your life if you let it sit there, if you stay in it. You need to make a decision that I'm going to follow Jesus all the way. I'm going to respond to his word. I'm going to make choices based on the truth of his word. And his truth of his word there tells us there's a right way to do this thing. Not based on emotion. Well, it just feels right. Walter Chantry said it like this. He said, it's not enough to ask yourself, does God's word permit me to use these good things of the world? You must also inquire, will it serve the glory of God and will it edify my fellow Christians? That's so good. I'm going to talk more about that next week because I'm going to talk about the choices we make in giving. But I want to just draw our attention to this. When we draw our choices from the Word of God as Holy Spirit leads us to, they will produce life. They will result in blessings. You may not see it at the moment. You may not see it at the time, but if you are patient, if you just exercise that slice of fruit of the Holy Spirit, then you'll see this come to fruition in time in your life. However, when we decide to ignore the Word of God and make choices based on culture or tradition or reason or emotion, we will not like the ending. In fact, we will hate the end result. So just so you know that this has been a problem throughout history, you're not alone in this. It's always been a struggle to make the right choices based on truth. Let me just give you a few choices that were made in Scripture that did not go so well. The first one, and the most famous, is in Genesis 3. It says, when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was delight to the eyes, and that the tree was desirable to make one wise, she took from its fruit and ate, and she gave also to her husband with her, and he ate. Can anybody say bad choice? Bad choice, bad results. We're still living with them today. Hello? Listen, I'm going to tell you something. You think sometimes the choices you make only affect you, but they don't. The choices you make affect more than just you. There are people in your lives that they're going to affect. There are generations to come that will be affected by the choices you make. Or how about when Abraham didn't wait for the Lord's promise and fathered Ishmael? Or how about when Lot's wife turned around to look back at Sodom? Or what about when Samson hooked up with Delilah? Do I need to tell you how that choice turned out? He ended up losing all of his strength and his eyes were gouged out. Bad decision. Bad choice. How about when Moses decided to listen to the 10 spies who were afraid instead of the 2 who weren't? What about when Jonah decided to run? How about when David committed adultery and then committed murder to cover it up? Or what about when the rich young ruler walked away from Jesus? What about when Judas betrayed Jesus? And some of you might say, well, Judas didn't have a choice, but that's not true. He did. And there's an argument out there, well, Judas had to betray Jesus. He was the chosen one to betray him. That's not true. Judas could have made a different choice. Somebody else would have betrayed Jesus. God, you know, there would have been somebody there that would have happened to that the enemy would have used. But God looked down on that, and Judas had a choice to even after he betrayed Jesus, he had a choice to repent. But he didn't. He had a choice. Or what about when Peter denied Jesus? Peter spent all that time with Jesus. All that time. I'm telling you, you need to understand what's happening here and what's Holy Spirit speaking to you today. You can spend a lot of time with Jesus and still make poor choices if your choices aren't based on, planted on, firm in this truth. Peter made a poor choice. A bad choice because he wasn't looking at the things of God. He was looking at the earthly things, the human things. He was afraid of what might happen to him. But I guarantee you, it's not recorded in the Word, but all I know is this, that after that, Peter, at the end of his life, he ended up being crucified upside down. That wasn't because of bad choices. That was because of good choices that he made to follow Jesus. Sometimes we think a result in our life is made from bad choices, but maybe that result is from good choices you made to follow Jesus. This was said a couple of weeks ago, that Jesus promised that we would have persecution. If you think that following Jesus is just pie in the sky and your life is going to be rosy and there won't be any hard times and no trials and no persecution, well, you are deceived by the enemy. There will be persecution. There will be trials. There will be hardship. But take heart, for Jesus has overcome the world, and the same Jesus that overcame the world lives inside of you. So that's going to happen. You can't be looking at end results. Just look to the truth. Make your choices based on truth. And I guarantee you they'll be full of life, full of blessings. It's interesting that we're doing this pastor appreciation and the things that have been said, and I'm talking about choices in the series because Kim and I had to make a choice to leave a place we were at for 10 years where we had raised our kids and we were comfortable there. I'm not going to tell you the whole thing because in a couple of weeks we're starting a series called This Is My Story, and I'm going to give you my testimony of how I got saved and a little bit about what God did in my life. But I'm telling you, we were in a place we were comfortable. Everything was good. She had a great job. I had a great job. Everything was good. We're raising the kids. Things were going well. Nothing was wrong. We didn't leave because something was wrong and we were running away from problems to go to another church where something else would go wrong and run away from problems to go to another church. We didn't believe in that kind of stuff. Things were going well. And we had to make a choice because Holy Spirit was speaking to us. And he was telling us that this is your time. You need to move on. I've got something for you. And there was a choice that had to be made. But that choice, if we would have based those choices on culture or on tradition or on reason or on emotion, I guarantee you we wouldn't be here today. Because all of that said, stay where you're at. Stay planted. It was not reasonable. I was in ministry, an executive pastor at a church for 10 years. It was not reasonable for me to leave full-time ministry and go get a secular job and not know what my future held. That didn't make any sense in human reasoning. But in God's reasoning, he had a better plan. See, God, he planted that dream that he has for me inside of me. He's the one who gave it to me. He's the one who planted it here. And he's the one who put it before me. And as I'm chasing after that dream, if I base my choices on human reasoning, I'll never achieve that dream. I have to step out of human reasoning and look to the word of God and look to what he's speaking to my heart. And when I do that, I'm gonna make choices that make no sense to human beings. Kim can tell you this. We had people tell us, you're crazy. To our face, you're crazy. Can't believe you're doing that. And I go, who's crazy now? Huh? Who's crazy now, 8 years later, and over 600 souls saved? Who's crazy now? Come on. And you actually like us. It's just Kim, okay, only Kim. I knew that. See, all of these people that I just mentioned in the Word of God, they all could have had an alternate ending. But because of the choices, we see how their decisions affected those people and generations to come. The choices we make are not only going to impact us personally, but they're going to have an impact on the people around us, our families, our loved ones, generations. If you're a parent in this place, just raise your hand if you're a parent. Okay. Parents, there's a lot of parents in here. Every choice you make not only impacts you, but the children that you're raising. You say, well, my children are out of the house. It doesn't matter. It still impacts them. I don't care if your children are adults like mine are. Every choice you make impacts those children and those grandchildren and those great-grandchildren. They're not just harmless choices. They're important. But we can't go wrong if we follow Jesus. If we follow his word, we cannot go wrong. I think one of the greatest examples of an alternate ending happened the day that Jesus died on the cross. And Kara, you can come if you're there. I think this is the greatest example of an alternate ending. I love this. Look at Luke chapter 23 with me real quick, and I'm going to show this to you. It says this, it says, two others, both criminals, were led out to be executed with him. When they came to the place called the Skull, they nailed him to the cross, and the criminals were also crucified, one on the right, one on the left. And Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they're doing. And the soldiers gambled for his clothes by throwing dice. And the crowd watched, and the leaders scoffed. He saved others, they said. Let him save himself if he really is God's Messiah, the chosen one. And the soldiers mocked him, too, by offering him a drink with sour wine. And they called out to him, if you are the king of the Jews, then save yourself. A sign was fastened above him with these words, this is the king of the Jews. Now here's the first ending. Verse 39. One of the criminals hanging beside him scoffed. "So you're the Messiah, are you? Prove it by saving yourself and us too while you're at it." You ready? Here's the alternate ending. Verse 40. But the other criminal protested. "Don't you fear God even when you have been sentenced to die? We deserve to die for our crimes, but this man hasn't done anything wrong." Then he said to Jesus, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." Now look at verse 43. And Jesus replied, who did he reply to? Jesus replied, "I assure you, today you will be with me in paradise." Jesus didn't even respond to the one that scoffed at him. Two choices, two endings. The first, I guarantee you, didn't end well. But the second, even in the moment of pain, in the moment of torment, in the moment, listen to me, look at me, in the moment of difficulties, in the moment when you can't see up from down, when everything's swirling around, when you're writhing in pain, even though in those moments, you can make the right choice. Even when it doesn't make sense, even when you don't know how it's going to end, you can make the right choice. You have been given the ability to write the end of your story. God put it in your hands. It's all up to you. You can't, listen, at the end of your life, you can't blame it on God. You can't say, "Well, you did this and you did that and you didn't let me do this and you didn't let me do that." He's given it all to you. He put it all in your hands. You make the choice, life or death, blessings or cursings. It's all up to you. We just have to choose. And like the thief, the criminal that was hanging on his right, all we have to say is, "Jesus, remember me. I want to follow you. I just love you. I just love you. I just love you, Jesus. You're my first. You're my last. You're all I've ever needed. You're all I've ever dreamed of.